Good to have you with us once again. We thank you for your study of God's Word with us. We assume that you sometime open your Bible in the evening times and read the verses that I use on this broadcast. I certainly hope that that is the case. This is Robert Rawson from the Crockett Church of Christ, located 7 miles from the Interstate 55 due west toward Tunica at the community there at Crockett. On the left side of the road, you'll find the Crockett Church of Christ building. Our services on Sundays at 9:30, 10:30, and 6 o'clock, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Be sure to dress properly. Be safe in regard to your mask, and be safe in regard to your social distancing. At the same time, come and be with us there at the Crockett Congregation this week. We studied about John 1 and the statement made regarding the exio, that is, the kind of commitment that Jesus was making to them when he said that those who believed in him, he gave the power to become the sons of God. The exio, the reasoning power to become the sons of God. How did they become the sons of God? Well, Paul wrote about that in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, and he used a different word for power. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power, the didymos power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. How do we live before God? We live in a righteous spirit of life, a righteousness that he has taught. And what does that gospel teach us to do? Why, it's a dynamite to us, to refuse those things and revoke those things that are not good and helpful to us, and also to embrace those things that are righteous and good. Thank you for your time today.